Simon with The Edge Show at MMS, and I'm joined today with Travis Wright, a senior program manager with part of the System Center team. And we're going to be talking about service delivery and automation with System Center 2012. Travis, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a principal program manager on the System Center engineering team. I've been on the System Center team ever since I joined Microsoft almost 10 years ago now. This is my ninth MMS, actually.
Nice.
So I've been here at every MMS that we've had. So this is exciting to be here once again. And I worked on Ops Manager for about half the time I've been on System Center, and then the other half I've worked on Service Manager. And now I work on a team which is in this Customer Connection and Release Management team. And my role on that team is to engage with the community, our key customers and partners, and with the Microsoft MVPs to help spread the knowledge about how to use System Center across the whole suite, not just Ops Manager or Service Manager. And then to gather kind of all the feedback that comes back from those different channels and drive that back into the product team to help shape the direction of the product going forward.
Excellent. Well, I think we're going to be focusing on really three of the System Center 2012 components: Operations Manager, Service Manager, and Orchestrator. Can you give just a brief overview of each of those?
Sure. So Operations Manager is the monitoring portion of System Center. So it just goes out and discovers the things that you might want to manage, like databases, websites, Exchange servers, whatever it might be. Network devices even, that's new in System Center 2012. And it'll monitor those devices or service components for you, and then it ultimately rolls that up to the perspective of the service. So you can monitor your Exchange service as a whole and tell whether or not you're in a good state or not. Service Manager is the IT service management part of System Center. So this is where you would do things like incident management, change management, problem management, configuration management, all those types of things that kind of roll up under the umbrella of IT service management, where you're trying to implement ITIL or MOF best practices. And then Orchestrator is the workflow or automation engine underlying System Center. So with Orchestrator, you can automate your business processes, you can automate things between different systems, and use a very simple, easy drag and drop type of UI to be able to create that automation instead of having to go to code or script or something like that.
Very nice. Well, I think the three big components that we talk about when we're really thinking about the service delivery and operation are automation, self-service, and standardization. Could you touch on each of those and why they're important?
Sure. So with self-service, what we want to do is we want to provide a user experience for the people that are requesting services from IT to be able to interface with IT through an easy-to-use interface. We don't want them calling up the people in IT on the phone, because that means we got two people doing one person's job to go and fill out some form, right? So we want to present to these people requesting these things a form that they can fill out, so we capture exactly the information that we need from them in order to be able to fulfill their request. And then we want to make sure that that data is captured in a structured way so that we can pass it through to the automation. And then the automation part kicks in, and that's where we can save ourselves time and effort by automating things that are automatable. And so, you know, one of the great things about automation is that we don't have to wait for Bob to get out of a meeting or to get back from vacation or something to get something done. If we can automate that portion of Bob's job, it just happens as soon as somebody makes that request. So that really saves us a lot of time, and obviously Bob's happy because he doesn't have to do the same job over and over again.
I'm sure he has a long checklist, like every IT pro out there.
Exactly.
Has.
Exactly, yep.
And then how about standardization? Why is that important in the private cloud?
Yeah, so especially in the area of private cloud, it's important to standardize on things because, first of all, standardization helps us achieve compliance. So that's another key thing that automated service delivery helps us achieve, is compliance with our government or company regulations that we have. And by making things standardized, what we mean is we have standardized offerings that we make to people. So when we give them an opportunity to request something from IT, we give them standard offerings. So you can choose A, B, or C, or red, yellow, blue. You don't get to choose every color under the sun and whether you want it to have a transparency or not. I mean, you just get a finite set of choices, and that's good for customers because there's not a lot of complexity, right? They just get a simple choice, right? And then because we're standardizing things, we do things in the same way over and over. You know, and that way we have a repeatable process that we follow. And because of that, we can get things done faster with fewer problems and that kind of thing.
Great. And of course, you know, it definitely ties in with automation, right? If we know exactly how something's structured, how it's built, how it's deployed, we know how to resolve any type of incident or how to go reprovision that same service again.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, integration is obviously one of the huge advantages that has come out with System Center 2012. Can you talk a little more about how these three products are fitting together?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so many touch points now between the different components of the System Center suite. So maybe we could start with Service Manager and talk about the integration there, because Service Manager does connect out to many of the other components. Service Manager ships out of the box with connectors to Virtual Machine Manager, Operations Manager, Configuration Manager, Orchestrator, and Active Directory. So with the Virtual Machine Manager connector there, we're bringing in things that you would find in the Virtual Machine Manager library. So this would be things like VM templates, service templates, storage classifications, things like that. And we bring that into the CMDB. That then enables us to drive the request offerings and automation. So now, when somebody goes to make a request to provision a new virtual machine, we can provide them a list of templates. They can choose, I want that template, and we also know which host they might want to deploy it on, which cloud, and we can present that to them. They can choose those things, and then on the back end, we feed that information to Orchestrator and actually provisions it for us automatically. Operations Manager and Service Manager are actually built on the same technology platform. So you can take those management packs, which are designed for Operations Manager, to go and discover the different service components out there, like websites, databases, virtual machines, hosts, et cetera. And you take that same management pack and then import it into Service Manager, and that extends the Service Manager CMDB in the exact same way. And then we can just automatically flow that discovered inventory over into the Service Manager CMDB. When it comes to Configuration Manager, there we're bringing, again, discovered inventory of computers, the hardware on those computers, software on those computers, and so on. And then with Orchestrator, we actually take those runbooks that you define in Orchestrator and import those into Service Manager. So you can then include those runbooks as part of your process for fulfilling requests or resolving incidents. And that way we can, at the appropriate time in the process, call out to Orchestrator and automate those things. And there's lots of other touch points between the other components of System Center in a similar fashion.
Now, you mentioned CMDB. Can you define what exactly that is and how it fits in?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different definitions for a CMDB out there. So typically people think of a CMDB or a configuration management database as a database in which you store configuration items. And configuration items could be anything from a server to a network device to, you know, smaller things like a service component, like a database or a website. In our case, the CMDB for Service Manager is actually a little bit unique, I would say, because we store not only that kind of data, the configuration items, we also store work items in the same database. So this would be things like incidents, change requests, et cetera. So that makes it possible for us to create really tight relationships between those work items and the configuration items that they're about. So for example, if I have an incident that's about a particular database, I can create a relationship between those two things in the one centralized CMDB there. And we also store all of the knowledge in there as well.
Right. Well, let's talk a little more about the integration packs that you get with System Center Orchestrator. Could you define exactly what they are and how people can get more of them?
Sure. Yeah, so Orchestrator comes with a number of integration packs out of the box. And these integration packs contain activities or building blocks for creating runbooks or workflows. And so out of the box, it comes with these integration packs that contain some of the most common things you might want to do, like interact with log files, read the event log on a server, make a SQL query, call a web service, those types of things. Execute PowerShell scripts is another favorite. And so you can use those things to compose some runbooks. But the power really comes in when you go and get integration packs for System Center and for other third-party management tools. So we have integration packs for all of the System Center components, Service Manager, Ops Manager, Virtual Machine Manager, et cetera, that enable a lot of automation just around System Center itself. And then we also have integration packs for things like Active Directory. And then we have integration packs that Microsoft provides for some of the third-party management tools, like BMC Remedy, HP Service Manager, et cetera. And then, besides the integration packs that Microsoft provides, there are integration packs that the community develops and contributes, typically out on CodePlex. So if you go to orchestrator.codeplex.com, there's actually some runbooks out there that you can import into Orchestrator. And if you search around on the web, you'll be able to find integration packs for things like TFS and SharePoint. And people are really just creating these integration packs and sharing them with everyone else out in the community, which is fantastic.
That's great. Now, let's talk a little more about management packs. I heard you guys have been working on a cloud services management pack. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so the cloud services management pack is a management pack that will be provided by Microsoft, specifically to enable scenarios around private cloud management. So Service Manager and Orchestrator and Ops Manager, Virtual Machine Manager, those all kind of lay the groundwork. But the icing on the cake there is this Cloud Services Management Pack. And it really kind of is comprised of two things. One is a management pack, which you import into Service Manager, and the other is a set of runbooks that you import into Orchestrator. The management pack that you import into Service Manager, first of all, extends the Service Manager CMDB so that you can start to store information that would be important for a private cloud scenario, like a tenant, cloud capacity, things like these like additional concepts you need to be able to sort of operate a private cloud effectively. And then it provides a number of views in the console so that you can see the inventory that's in the CMDB that's related to the private cloud. Things like virtual machines, hosts, VM templates, service templates, etc. And then it provides service catalog content. So this would be things like request offerings and service offerings that once you import it, automatically show up on the service catalog. So people can go and start requesting to provision virtual machines, provision new services using service templates, deprovision VMs, request additional capacity, and so on. And then when people make those requests, those ultimately end up as service requests inside a Service Manager. And they're automatically tied into those runbooks so that when it gets to the appropriate point in the process, it'll actually call out to Orchestrator and actually provision those VMs or services or deprovision them or whatever the scenario might be automatically.
Very nice. Well, you brought a demo with you. Can we see some of this in action?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look. So what we're looking at right now is the service catalog inside of Service Manager. The service catalog is based on SharePoint 2010. And inside of here, we've got a Silverlight web part, which goes and gets the service catalog content out of the CMDB. So in this case, we've got some classifications of service offerings. That's the blue text you see here. So this is kind of a way for us to organize the service catalog. And then we've got what are called service offerings here. And this is a container of request offerings. So this is kind of a service that we might provide to our customers. So we'll drill in here to the user account management service offering. And inside of here, the requesting user would see that there's some information about this service offering. They can see an overview description of it here, some knowledge articles that might be related to it, cost and service level agreement associated with it, and so on. But then they can also see these request offerings which are listed here. So these are things that the user can request of IT. So the demo I'll do today is a request where the user is going to request to be added to a particular group. So when we drill into here, we'll see that the user is presented with a form. So kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, where we want to capture the exact information that we need from the user to fulfill their request.
Now these forms, who builds these forms?
That's a great question. I'll actually show you a little bit later how we configure this, but there's no development required for these forms. What happens is you go through a wizard experience and you identify essentially which questions you want to ask the user and what type of response you expect back. Is it going to be a text response? Is it a checkbox? Is it a list of things like we see here? And then you take those responses and you map them back to properties on the service request so you capture the data where you need it. And then you can pass that along to Orchestrator so that it knows what to do. So in this case here, we're simply asking the user for the business justification of why they should be added to this group. So I'll just say, because. And then down here, we see a list of groups that are coming out of the CMDB. So this list of groups contains every group that we've synced in from Active Directory. So that's all coming in automatically from AD. If we wanted to, we could filter down this list of groups using criteria, like maybe we only want to show groups that are in a certain OU or something like that. In this case, we're just showing all. So the user can go through and they can search for a particular group and select which group they want to be added to. And then they can click Next. Having a little trouble here. All right, there we go. And then click Submit. So at this point, they've now created a service request inside of Service Manager. And now it's up to the IT team to fulfill this request.
Now, does the IT team always have to be on the other side to fulfill a request?
They don't have to necessarily do something. They're always on the other side in the sense that they're keeping an eye on how things are going, making sure that there's no issues. But you could have a fully automated request offering where the user submits the request and the information is passed along to Orchestrator and it just happens. In this particular case, because somebody's being added to a security group, we may want to make sure that there's an approval though. So in this case, somebody, either the person's manager or somebody in IT or whoever owns that group, we would want to set them up to make that approval. All right, so let's actually take a look at what this looks like now inside of the Service Manager console. So we'll pivot over to that. So now we're inside of the SM console. And we can see this service request, which was created by the user.
So, and this is the one you just created.
This is the one I just created. Yep, exactly. So we'll just open this guy up here. And here we can see the information about this service request. So right off the top here, we can see that the affected user is administrator, because right now I'm logged in as a domain admin. So it always gets set to whoever it is that makes the request. They're the affected user. And then this title got populated here, add user to group. So, you know, the user didn't provide that title information. That got populated because that request offering is backed by what we call a service request template. The service request template is what we use to standardize things. So that way, every time somebody makes a request like this, that template gets applied. So it always has the same title, it always has the same urgency, the same classification, et cetera. It's always the same.
So standardization again.
Exactly, standardization. Now, down here, we can see the activities tab. Now, the activities tab is where we see the process that we're going to go through to fulfill this request. In this case, we've defined it with a review activity first. That's what we see here, to approve the request. And then that's followed by an automation activity here that will actually call out to Orchestrator to add the requesting user to the group that they requested to be added to.
Now, is it possible to fully automate this?
Absolutely. So it really depends on the scenario. In this case, because somebody is asking for permission to be added to a security group, we probably want to have an approval around that. In other cases, there might be some groups that you'll just let anybody join. And so in that case, you might want to just remove the review activity and just have it immediately go to the orchestrator and have the group, or have the user added to the group. Other scenarios, like virtual machine deployment, you might want to have that be completely automated, or you may want to have an approval in front of that. In other cases, there might be some manual steps that you need to include in the process because it's not automatable, for example.
Right.
So to just kind of walk through the process of fulfilling the service request, I'm just going to open up the review activity here and approve it. So you can either approve the review activity from inside of the Service Manager console like we see here, or you can approve the review activity from inside of the self-service portal. So that way, people that aren't necessarily Service Manager console users can easily go and approve those kinds of things. And then through the Exchange connector, actually, the approver can just simply reply back to an email notification that they have something to approve and just say approved, and then that'll pick it up and actually process it and approve it for that person as well. So to do this, we'll just go ahead and approve this review activity here. And looks like there's a couple required properties that aren't filled in right now, so we'll just go and fill those in. And then we'll apply this change to the database. So now, at this point, because that review activity only had one reviewer in it, Service Manager is now evaluating the review activity voting logic and saying, okay, there's only one person, they approved it, so at this point, this review activity should be complete. So we can go into here and just refresh this, and within a few seconds here, okay, so now you can see that the review activity is complete. And the runbook automation activity here now is changed its status to be in progress. Now, one other thing that I should point out here real quick is on this review activity here, you can see that the business justification that the user provided as to why they should be added to this group is included in the review activity description. So that way, whoever is approving this can see what the justification is, whether they're looking at it here inside the console, on the self-service portal, or you could send that information to them in email. Now, here on the review on the runbook automation activity, if we pop this open, we'll see that we're actually mapping some of the other information that the user provided onto this runbook activity. So first of all, we can see that on the runbook tab here that we're passing some information from Service Manager into Orchestrator. The first thing that you can see here is that we're passing in the username of the requesting user. So that way Orchestrator knows who the user is that they should add to the group. And we're also passing the runbook activity work item here, we're passing the GUID of that over to Orchestrator so it knows the context. And then lastly, over here on the configuration items tab, we can see that the group that the user selected on the request offering is also added as a related item here to this runbook activity. So what's going to happen now is we're going to call out to Orchestrator and it's going to kick off this runbook. So let's go take a look at what that runbook looks like inside of Orchestrator. This is the runbook that I created ahead of time here. And it starts out with an initialized data activity, which is where we define the input parameters that are going to come over from Service Manager. So we've got a activity work item GUID that's going to be passed in and the username. Then we use that information to go and get the runbook activity object in Service Manager. And from there, we can get the group that's related to it. And first, we're going to get the GUID of it, and then we're going to get the actual group from Service Manager. Then we use the get user activity from the Active Directory integration pack to go to Active Directory and get the user out of AD. And then we use the add user to group activity from the Active Directory integration pack to actually add the user to the group. So now let's go and take a look at whether or not the user has been added to the group in Active Directory. So we'll flip over here to the domain controller and pop open the group that we requested to be added to. And we can see that, in fact, the user's been added to the group in Active Directory. So that was all done through Service Manager all the way through to Orchestrator. And then we could go back to Service Manager, and Service Manager actually monitors that runbook to make sure that it completes successfully or if it fails. And it'll change the status of that runbook activity work item inside of the Service Manager console to be either completed or failed depending on the outcome of the runbook. So that way we can keep track of how things are progressing. All right, so that shows some of the great integration we've got across the whole System Center suite, where we've got Service Manager, in this case, being the front end where the user comes in and makes a request, drive that automation through Orchestrator. And from Orchestrator, in this case, we integrated with Active Directory, but it could have been with the other System Center suite to do things like provision virtual machines, put things into maintenance mode, backup things with DPM. It's really, the possibilities are kind of endless there.
Very nice. Great stuff. Thank you so much for showing that and your time. What do you want to tell our listeners? What are the calls to action? Where can they go and learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, first place to stop is the Service Manager Engineering Team blog, which is blogs.technet.com/service-manager. And follow us on Twitter. The official handle for the System Center Engineering Team is @ms_systemcenter. And I'll be tweeting on that Twitter handle there. And just follow us there. Follow us on the blogs and out on the forums as well.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of MMS and Las Vegas.
All right. Thanks, Simon.